The council galloped through a long, just back from vacation, agenda yesterday, the first done completely on the new computer system. The computer system worked fairly well, with some members still learning how it works. When it came time to issue a food truck license to Anderson's Custard, the latest truck to seek the city's decal showing a license, Council President Darius Pridgen blasted the unlicensed trucks, including some looking for customers in his waterfront neighborhood. Pridgen says the decal should be visible to the public so it can call City Hall and report unlicensed trucks.
Visible in the same place on every truck on the outside. Again, I think I said last year, I don't want to be the one who chases down the ice cream man, please. But it's unfair that somebody like Anderson's would pay, and then you have some others who are cutting holes in vans and riding through the neighborhoods with a bell.
Pridgen also had some questions about sanitary status of those trucks. Councilmember Richard Fontana says each member should be given a list of the licensed trucks so they could monitor sales in their districts, and says the city website should include that list so residents could complain about the unlicensed trucks. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.